Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith in Action. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Is it possible to have faith to be healed and not be healed? It is. Just because faith comes doesn't mean a miracle manifests. Faith must be released. Faith must be acted upon. Somebody's going to be born again. They got to act on it somewhere, sometime.
Amen.
Right? If they're going to experience the new birth, they're going at some place, sometime, they're going to stand up and say, I believe. They're going to be willing to pray the prayer. They're going to be willing to be baptized. Come on, are you listening to me?
Yep.
If they say, no, I don't want to do any of that. Well, that shows a lack of real faith.
Amen.
An embarrassment? No. If you really believe it, you're going to step up.
Yes.
You're going to step out.
Amen. Come on.
And if you refuse to, it's not a living faith. A faith that does nothing is worth nothing. No, the man's sitting there, lame, and yet he's got faith to be healed, but not healed. But the Bible said Paul, he perceived that he had faith to be healed, and he cried out with a loud voice, stand up on your feet. And the man leaped.
Yes, he did.
And walked. When did the power manifest to heal him? Is it a coincidence that it was exactly the time when he made a move? Is it just an amazing coincidence that the very moment God chose to heal him was the exact same moment he chose to move? No. No. The reality is, he wasn't waiting on God to heal him. It wasn't a matter of God's timing. Now this is one of the great things we need mind renewal in. Because much of the church world believes error that everything is up to God. And people beat on the phrase, God is in control. And if you watch and listen, you can detect a wrong spirit. People get adamant and they get haughty and they get combative. God is in control of everything. Oh, they get adamant and they're getting ready to fight. Maybe you've hardly said anything. It's because that in and of itself, now you're going to have to brace yourself for this one, is a doctrine of demons.
Amen.
The enemy has worked nonstop to perpetuate this lie so that people on the planet are blinded to reality and millions of people are angry at God. Because if God's in control, then everything that has happened to me or has not happened to me is His will and His plan. And people try to be brave and have faith anyway, but they are full of confusion. But it's because they're believing lies. The Lord said, even from the Old Testament all the way through the New, this truth keeps coming up. He said, I set before you life and death, blessing, cursing. You choose.
Amen. Come on.
Oh, come on. Did he say it or not? You choose. You choose. Certainly, I believe God is the Almighty. All powerful, all knowing. Somebody said, if you really believe that, you have to believe He's in control. No, I don't. If in His sovereignty, His power, His wisdom, He chose to leave some things up to us. Then you cannot leave up to Him what He left up to you.
Amen.
Now, it didn't take long to say that. But are you with me understanding? This is one of the biggest problems in the whole earth today. Non-believers will tell you this. You know, I heard somebody the other day, probably a good person, on the TV. They're saying, you know, when I get to heaven, I'm going to ask God why He did that. And I'm thinking, He didn't. He didn't do it. That's what He'll tell you. You guess you're going to be shocked. Because He's going to say, I told you. You choose. People that finally come to the Lord and get born again, after He dealt with them for 14 years, was it that day God chose for them to be born again?
No.
You're going to say it was His perfect will for them to put Him off and ignore Him for years?
No.
The reason power was manifested in their spirit that day is because they chose to move and act that day.
Amen.
And when they moved, He moved. He confirmed His word that had been true all along. He manifested His power and will that had been available for all those 14 years. Come on, do you believe this?
Yes.
He said, you choose. Now, if this is new to you, we have a lengthy series called
You Choose.
And don't just, assume or cut it short. Get it. Go with us. Go through the Scriptures. Go through all of them. I had one young man write me right after that series came out. He said he had heard us several times and thought he liked us. And he got that series. And by what, the first or second message, it said it made him so mad. He got up and he's going to go throw them all in the trash. The CDs, DVDs. Oh, it made him furious. Why? Because it was poking those old sacred cows. Is that right? And he said, on his way to the trash can, the Spirit of God said, you better not. You better come back. Do what He said. Go through the Scriptures. Look at the Scriptures, because I had said in there, if this is not right, prove it's not right with the Scriptures. And so he made himself calm down. And he went back and he was telling what a testimony it was. How it had answered so many questions for him. And he'd gotten free from some things. The devil's a liar. And the whole world is under the influence of the evil one, with the exception of those walking in the light. But no, God is not controlling every detail in everybody's life, and everything that's happening or not happening is Him and His choice. In fact, I heard some years ago, there was somebody on TV that was talking about this in a news program, and one of them was saying, you know, how can a God who's supposed to be love send people to hell and a place of torment? What kind of God is that? And they were on the verge of blasphemy. And they were just antagonistic and so disrespectful. Somebody that doesn't know God, don't believe in God. And while they were talking about that, I'm checking my heart. I said, Father, what's the best way to answer that? How do I say it if somebody asked me? What's the best way to say that? How can a God whose love send somebody to a devil's hell? And He spoke to me just as clear. I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me, so strong. He said, Keith, it's not my choice.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
Is that true or not? It's not my choice. But see, that flies in the face of religious tradition. Just that one statement makes people fighting mad.
It does.
But that's because they don't know Him. Reason I'm getting into this, because this is not just true with being born again. It's true with things all through our life. The just not only get born again by faith, but we live by faith. We walk by faith. We overcome by faith. And the wrong belief, the error is, it's all up to God. Just beg him and wait. And if he wants to, when he decides to, in his own good time and good way, then something will happen. And people will just go year after year believing something's going to happen sometime. Something's going to happen. Yeah, I believe something's going to happen. I believe God. I believe in God. I believe he's powerful. Well, demons believe that too.
Yes, sir. Amen. That's
right. No, a faith that does nothing is worth nothing. We're not going to be the do-nothing bunch. No? If you want to be the do-nothing bunch, you're in the wrong building tonight. Or in Branson, or even watching online. But you don't want to be the do-nothing. People like what I call no-fault religion. That, you know, to be told no matter what's going on, it's not your fault, honey. Whether it's happened or didn't happen, it's not your fault. It's all God and his mysterious ways we just don't understand. But the problem with that, you might just pat yourself and say, well, it's not my fault. But then nothing's going to happen.
Right.
Nothing's going to happen. That's not how miracles happen. Go to Hebrews 10, please. Hebrews 10, 35. It says, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has great recompense of reward. For you have need of patience. Now that word means, it doesn't mean passive waiting, it means perseverance. That after you've done the will of God, that proves it's not just passive waiting. You did something. After you've done something. After you've done the will of God, and you kept on doing it, you received the promise. For a little while, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry. The just will live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul will have no pleasure in him. We're not of the ones that pull back, draw back, shrink back, lay down, sit down, quit. We're those that have living faith in a living God.
Amen.
We stand up.
Yes.
We step up.
Yes.
We step out.
Yes.
When he says move, we move. And that's living faith. Hallelujah. This flows right into Hebrews chapter 11. Example after example after example of faith. What does faith look like? What does faith sound like? Every one of these examples, they did something. They didn't just sit around and say, I believe in God. Abel gave an offering. Enoch walked with God. Noah built and prepared.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Faith in Action, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.